5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
I wanted to look at that Leafs Lightning series. As they shifted down to Amalie Arena in Tampa for games 3 and 4. So game 3 was last Friday night, right? And the key to that conversation is that the Leafs went down there to the two-time defending Stanley Cup champs home and kicked their ass 5-2. Morgan Rielly started it almost 5 minutes into the first period on the power play with a goal from Bunning and Marner. The Lightning fans hate Michael Bunning. Every time he's on the ice, they boo him relentlessly. And then at 9:44, Colin Blackwell scored to make it 2-0, and the Leafs were off and running. Lyubushkin and Engvall with the assists that made it 2-0. And then in the second period, they made it 3-0. David Camp, unassisted. And the Lightning didn't know what hit him. They finally got on the board at 11:03 on the power play. Ross Colton scored from Sergachev and Palat, and it was 3-1. And they needed a lot more. So in the third, they got it within a goal on a Palat goal from Killorn and Ryan McDonough at 5:43. That made it 3-2. But then the Leafs made it 4-2 at 18:20 late. Ilya Mikheyev with the goal from Engvall that made it 4-2. And then he scored again with 5 seconds left into an empty net. Mikheyev from Engvall, the same goal, the same assist on both of those goals. And that was the final 5-2. So you look at the series, and it opened up with the Leafs winning game one in Toronto, 5-0. So they lit them up there. Then in game two in Toronto, the Lightning responded, and they won 5-3. And then the Leafs go down to Tampa, win game three on Friday night, 5-2. And then you had an all-important game four on Sunday, and the Lightning had to win, or they would have gone down 3-1 and been in big trouble. But instead, the Lightning got it done and answered the stress with a 7-3 win over the Leafs. I mean, it started early and often. Stamkos scored from Kucherov and Hedman a minute into the game, and it was 1-0. So they jumped right out, took the lead, and then like 4 minutes later, they did it again. Pierre-Edouard Belmar with a goal, 2-0 Lightning, unassisted on that goal, and it didn't take long after that as Pat Maroon scored at 7:58 from Sergachev and Hedman. It was 3-0 Lightning, and they would never look back. So you go to the second period, up 3, and the Leafs were in big trouble. And so what happens? The Lightning pound them for some more. Ross Colton, his second of the playoffs from Cal Foot and Brandon Hagel, made it 4-0 at 3:17 of the second period. And then Corey Perry, with a beauty on the doorstep on the power play, cross-ice feed, Braden Point and Kucherov with the helpers. It was 5-0 Tampa, and they were in cruise control. You go to the third, and the Leafs are down 5 goals. They get a Nylander power play goal, 2:27 into the final period, from Austin Matthews, his 4th assist, and Morgan Riley, his 3rd assist of the series. It was 5-1 Lightning. And then Nylander again, 12 minutes into the third, from John Tavares, his 2nd dime of the series, 5-2 Lightning. No stress, though. They didn't freak out. They didn't snap. They didn't curl up and die. Instead, they got a Palat goal 2 minutes later at 14:40, unassisted. So this guy's 2nd of the series, and it was 6-2 Tampa. And then you get a Jake Muzzin goal. So he scored at 15:41, and it was 6-3 Lightning. And then at 17:44, Colton scores, Ross Colton from Hagel and Ryan McDonough. Colton's 2nd of the game, 3rd of the playoffs, and that was all she wrote. 7-3 Lightning, as they win on home ice to even up the series at 2 games apiece. Victor Hedman ended up getting 2 assists in the game. He was the number 1 star. Brandon Hagel had 2 assists. He was the number 2 star. Pat Maroon was the number 3 star with a goal for the Lightning. And they just played a great game. They outshot Toronto 28-25. Toronto outhit them 40-32. Toronto had the faceoffs 33-23, but Toronto spent more time in the box. 30 minutes of penalties, so that's a problem. But the bottom line is that the Lightning are back in it. Game 5 is tonight at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, Ontario. The Leafs obviously are favored, -120. The total is 6.5 goals. I mean, the bottom line is you start wondering, are the Leafs going to get it done? Are they going to win? Are they going to advance? Are they going to finally get out of the first round after just multiple years of failure? Of course, the story goes, they haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1967. It has been forever. And they're just annual rite of spring is watching them choke in the Stanley Cup playoffs. They can't beat anybody. And here they are taking on the 2-time champs in Tampa, and they let it 2-1, let that slip away. Of course, they won the first game, let that slip away. Then they blow the 2-1 lead. Now it's 2-2. Now they go home, and tonight's game is huge. If they win, they go up 3-2 and go back to Tampa for game 6, and they can win that game and the series. Or they're going to be forced to go back to Toronto for a game 7. So tonight is enormous, I think, for both teams. Of course, Tampa wants to keep their run going of, you know, back-to-back cups, go for it again, you win 3 in a row. That's just absolute insanity. And you got to think, I mean, Stamkos has been healthy. He's been playing. He's been doing really well. They have maybe the best goalie in the world in Vasilevsky. He allowed 3 goals, made 22 saves. His save percentage is 88%, not that impressive, but this guy's going to get tougher as the series goes on. He's 15-0 in games after a loss. So think of that. He's never lost a game in goal after the Lightning lose a game in the previous game. You understand? 15-0. That's crazy. Stamkos only played 17-20 of that game on Sunday and 8:46 of it on the power play. So I don't think he's getting that burned out. I mean, you look at Hedman. Hedman only played 25 minutes. It's not like they're making him play tons of minutes and tons of shifts. I mean, Hedman played more than anybody. I guess the second highest guy would be Braden Point at 21-27. Several of the Leafs defensemen, Brody, Muzzin, Riley, all played over 20 minutes on the D end of things in their own end. I mean, can you even imagine if the Leafs lose again? And like all the success that they've had with Austin Matthews and his 60-plus goals and Marner, Nylander, Tavares. They have all these guys that have had huge seasons, and you'd think that they were going to finally break the ice and get over the hump and get it done and move on past the first round and go deeper on a playoff run in the Stanley Cup second season. Of course, the regular season doesn't mean jack. It's what you do in the playoffs that count. Remember, they were favored in this series, the Maple Leafs. If you can even believe it, taking on a team like the Lightning, all they do is win cups. And the Leafs never win anything, and they were favored in this series. So we'll see what happens tonight. This is a huge Game 5. You got the Bruins and Hurricanes tonight as well. That series tied at 2 after the Bruins went home and handled their business. Now it shifts to the PNC Arena back in Raleigh for Game 5 tonight. And then the Blues and Wild are in St. Paul. That series is knotted as well. You get the Wild handling their business. The Blues went home and got things done. Now you get a big Game 5 tonight at the XL. And how about the Kings? They tied up the Oilers after getting their ass beat in that series, even in L.A., giving up 8 goals. Remember, they lost the opener 4-3. Then they won 6-0 on their home ice, went to L.A. and won 8-2. And then they turn around and get shut out 4-0 on Sunday. So imagine that. All 4 games tonight are tied 2-2 in the series. It should be awesome.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.